Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Guerra and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Harris now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bubba Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball towards left. Vallo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vallo. Doby moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Vernon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive to right field. Moses throws towards Joost. Joost fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Joost. Vernon scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. Tucker moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tucker moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Keltner moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner scores. Vernon moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Shibe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shibe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with wind covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Tucker throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Guerra trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Majeski scores. Vallo scores. Two runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.